We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, Christian viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 1809 video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Indonesian district plans to restore 200 hectares of forest. In humanitarian news, an Israeli non-profit inaugurates eye camps in Ethiopia. In animal news, British researchers find chimpanzees form closer relations through shared laughter. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 15th, acclaimed mathematician Mr. Leonhard Euler was born in Basel, Switzerland in 1707. Considered one of the greatest mathematicians of the 18th century, Mr. Euler is a founder of pure mathematics, which means it is done without immediate thought of direct application. He made numerous contributions to geometry, calculus, and number theory, as well as creating ways of solving problems in observational astronomy. Despite becoming totally blind in later years, he continued to write papers for a total of more than 880 over his lifetime. Mr. Euler was also known for his remarkable memory, which allowed him to calculate complex math problems in his head. May amazingly gifted individuals such as Mr. Leonhard Euler help us to have a deeper understanding of innumerable aspects of life on our incredible planet.
Flyin News. International recovery efforts continue in Japan.
More than a month after the March 11 quake and tsunami hit northeastern Japan, an unknown number of people are still unaccounted for, with the National Police Agency having confirmed over 13,400 fatalities and more than 14,800 missing.
Aftershocks that continue to rattle the region are also disrupting the recuperation of survivors, with many noted to be displaying signs of post-traumatic stress disorder.
At Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO's damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, workers moved emergency diesel generators to higher ground in an effort to safeguard them from aftershocks and tsunamis, as they also rewired the plant's external power supply to guard against possible future blackouts. Meanwhile, Japan's Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency Deputy Director General Hidehiko Nishiyama said it may be difficult to completely remove the contaminated water and so allow work to proceed. We may need to think of other options.
According to the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, the plant's crisis has placed the world's third largest economy on a steady decline, with nearly 60% of local companies affected as production and supply chains continue to be hampered by power shortages.
On Wednesday, Japan's health minister reported that radioactive cesium and iodine above the legal limit were found in fish caught off Fukushima Prefecture, and radioactive cesium was identified in 11 different vegetables from the prefecture. As a preventive measure, one cooperative in Fukushima cancelled its fishing of sea urchin and abalone. Amid radiation concerns, South Korea's Food and Drug Administration announced on Thursday, April 14, that in addition to maintaining a ban on food imports from four different prefectures, including Fukushima, it would now ask for government radiation safety documentation on food imports from eight others. Also in South Korea, the nation's oldest nuclear reactor, located at the Korea Nuclear Power Plant, was shut down due to a problem with the facility's electric circuits.
Our appreciation, Japanese and worldwide governments, officials and nuclear experts working to assist the calamity-affected people and stabilize her ongoing nuclear crisis. We pray for the swift restoration of safe conditions and the minimizing of disasters such as these through humanity's more benevolent stewardship of the ecosphere. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. Protests continue to be made in both large and small measure as people call for governments in countries such as Algeria, Bahrain, China, Egypt, Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Libya, Syria, the US and Yemen to respond with reforms to bring a new era of mutual respect, dignity and representation.
Following the urging by Egyptian citizens for the government to support the Palestinian people, the Jerusalem Post news agency reported that Egyptian officials said the construction of a steel wall along the border with Palestinian Gaza had been halted after President Hosni Mubarak resigned.
Zhu Yufu has become the fourth pro-democracy activist reported to be arrested in China after publishing a poem supporting online calls for protests, with others facing similar charges including Ding Mao, Yang Yunfei and Chen Wei.
As peace activists worldwide protested on the Global Day Against Military Spending on Tuesday, many US citizens rallied in front of the White House in the nation's capital of Washington, D.C.
After the attack of government forces resulted in the deaths of at least seven Yemeni protesters on Wednesday, the French Foreign Ministry called upon the government to protect demonstrators from harm and to uphold their civil and political rights, while also affirming that France does not provide any weaponry to Yemen that could be used for internal repression. Yemen's Attorney General Abdullah al-Aluvi demanded officials identify and prosecute those responsible for the deaths of 60 protesters during March, stating that he would resign if justice is not served.
After Syrian security forces went house to house in Baida, arresting an estimated 350 men under the age of 60, hundreds of Syrian women marched along the coastal highway demanding their release, as they also expressed their solidarity for citizens in the nearby town of Banyas, which had been similarly shut down by the nation's military. On Wednesday, at least two people were killed and 200 arrested.
Former Côte d'Ivoire President Laurent Gbagbo called for his supporters and those of President Ouattara to disarm and engage in dialogue to resolve all differences. The UN World Food Programme has also announced plans to deliver food aid in support of tens of thousands who have been displaced by months of conflict up to now.
After four Bahrainis died in government custody and their bodies were either not shown to family members or they were found to have the marks of severe abuse, US State Department spokesperson Mark Toner urged the government to ensure detainees' security and fair trials. Human Rights Watch called for an investigation into the deaths, also asking the Bahraini government to disclose the whereabouts of an estimated 800 arrested activists, as well as allowing them to contact family members and lawyers. The European Union donated $15 million to assist migrant workers seeking to leave Misurata and other areas of Libya that are still facing heavy bombardment by government forces. France also sent 9 tons of humanitarian aid to Benghazi as the Interim Transitional National Council formed a relief committee to work with the Libyan Red Crescent Society in addressing the needs of over 35,000 people fleeing conflict within the country.
We are saddened to know of the cherished lives lost as we look with hope toward the peace that is replacing turmoil in some countries and continue to pray that people everywhere choose harmonious coexistence with dignity and freedom for all.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will." Love of Centuries book premiere concert celebrates Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry. On Sunday, April 10th, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association and Supreme Master Television presented a multicultural extravaganza in California, USA, bringing together world-class performers, government dignitaries, and the public to honor Supreme Master Ching Hai's newest poetry collection, The Love of Centuries.
Song after debut song presented rich aspects of the poet's innermost heartfelt feelings, from sweet affection in Moon of Mine to nostalgic longing in When Shall We Meet Again, to the deep compassion of an enlightened master in Please Wake Up.
The enchanting songs that set Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry to music were presented in English, Aolaksiz or Vietnamese, Chinese, French, Korean and Spanish. Many of them were composed by eminent composers, including Oscar and five-time Emmy winning Mr. Bill Conti, two-time Oscar and Emmy winner Mr. Al Kasha, Grammy winner Mr. Bill Cunliffe, and multi-platinum singer and songwriter Miss Donna Lewis. Acclaimed vocalists gracing the stage included Tony Award winner Miss Karen Ziemba, Grammy nominee Miss Denise Donatelli, Sopranos Miss Georgia Fumanti, and Miss Kerry Walsh, Emmy nominated musician Mr. Doug Katsaros, and more.
A flurry of colourful excitement was also a source of delight as the energetic Agape International Choir, led by Miss Ricky Byers Beckwith, sang, and cultural dance groups performed in various styles. In addition, distinguished speakers who remarked upon Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Love of Centuries included Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Mr. Lionel Friedberg and Indian Parliament member Miss Maneka Gandhi.
That you are as entitled to everything as I am.
The most special part of the grand event was a live video conference with the guest of honour, the poet Supreme Master Ching Hai, who graciously shared insights on poetry and love.
Everywhere people love poetry because it's the bridge to all our human knowledge and emotion, the link between our souls. Only love, even at a personal level, would remind us all that we are from the same essence, that is love. We could share the same feelings, the same hope, the same sorrow, but also the same aspiration. Love is vital. And love poetry is vital because it will bring us closer together as a planetary community, as siblings of the same family. Love, 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 love is really all that we need to have on this planet in order to have peace, to bring heaven onto our earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai also agreed to an interactive question and answer session with the audience, during which she revealed a special spiritual secret. In addition, upon the audience's eager request, she recited in full one of her newest poems of peace, The Real Love.
With our appreciation to the dignitaries, artists, and all the supporters of the Love of Centuries book premiere concert, we are also grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her uplifting presence and precious, timely messages of healing for our world. With heaven's grace, may we renew our love towards Earth's every inhabitant so that all thrive together in happiness and peace.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full rebroadcast of The Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal, at a later date on Enlightening Entertainment with multi-language subtitles.
Duke of Edinburgh's 90th birthday celebration planned. Buckingham Palace in the United Kingdom has announced that the commemoration of His Royal Highness Prince Philip's 90th birthday will be celebrated this year on June 12th, 2 days after his actual birthday, with a service at Windsor Castle's St George Chapel that will be attended by Her Majesty the Queen and other members of the royal family. After the service, a reception at the castle will be held for invited guests, with a display of previously unpublished photos of the prince's life, along with some of his own artworks. The public may meanwhile send a birthday message to His Royal Highness via a webpage titled The Duke of Edinburgh at 90 at royal.gov.uk, which also features photographs and 90 special facts about the Prince. We look forward to the grand occasion of this remarkable birthday, Your Royal Highness. May it be marked by auspicious health as you continue sharing your kind-hearted presence and contributions with the United Kingdom and the world.
Chinese Premier pledges to help Spain's debt. During a three-day visit from Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, China's Premier Wen Jiabao on Tuesday, April 12, stated that his nation will continue buying Spanish government bonds to help avoid a bailout by funding the restructuring of her debt. This follows China's purchase of 6 billion euros of Spain's public debt, as promised in January. Prime Minister Zapatero said, "China has shown itself to be a very good friend to Spain as we've confronted the difficulties of the financial crisis, which fortunately are being solved."
Our appreciation and heaven bless Your Excellency and China for your spirit of generosity towards Spain. May the people of both your countries prosper in friendship and peace.
Save our planet. Floods and drought affects Thailand. On Tuesday, April 12, the Disaster Prevention and Mitigation Department reported that four provinces in the south of the nation were still flooded after heavy rain starting in March claimed 61 lives and destroyed over 500 homes, with damage to more than 10,000 others.
As floodwaters recede throughout six other provinces, reconstructive efforts have begun, and the Federation of Thai Industries announced that the cost of this disaster may be as high as $333 million. Meanwhile, extreme drought conditions continue to afflict northern regions of the country, with some that have been ongoing for over a decade. At present, across the 47 north and northeastern provinces that are enduring dry conditions, almost 30,000 villages are affected.
We pray for the soon recuperation of the graceful Thai people as we express our sorrow over the lives lost. May our planetary home soon regain its nurturing balance through humanity's increased awareness to safeguard the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often spoken about ways to curb the worsening of climate change, as during a December 2010 interview with El Quintanarroense newspaper in Mexico.
We are really killing ourselves, slowly or quickly. Apart from that, we have all the things, you know, hurricanes and inos and earthquakes, and all because we disturb the pattern of nature. We disturb the ecosystem. More than 300,000 people die every year because of climate change alone. It will be more. It's more and more. As the climate gets worse, more people will die. Not just by poison, but by disaster. The government always gives subsidies to the meat industry. So you see, if we use that subsidies, you know, millions of dollars, give to farmer to turn into organic vegetable farming. It's very easy to grow vegetables, especially organic vegetables. Less work, less water, more produce, and minimum pollution to our water and air, absorb CO2, and healthy for the planet and for the people, and regulate the atmosphere again. So we don't have hurricane, we don't have earthquake, we don't have flood, we don't have drought, we don't have everything balanced. This is scientifically speaking. For my vision, I know it's more than just that. Because if we kill, we get harm or something. We will have to pay. It's the law of the universe. Anything we love will benefit us. Anything we harm will hurt us.
The honey bee, and my diet is deliciously vegan. Today I have a health tip for your loving canine companion. If your sweet friend is overweight, make sure she or he gets to go for a good walk of 20 minutes or more at least twice a day. If he or she still does not lose weight, please see a veterinarian for a checkup. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet, and thanks for tuning in. Now the weather around the world.
In ecology news, according to Antara News, land is to be restored in an Indonesian province during 2011. The Ciberon district of West Java plans to regenerate 200 hectares of community forests. Furthermore, the greening of roadsides, riverbanks, and public facilities will take place over an area of 175 hectares. The planting of 275,000 seedlings of a variety of trees, 5,000 mango trees, 10,000 petai trees, and two varieties of special plants will be part of this project. It will focus on 40 districts in which land is in need of being replenished. A big green salute, Ciberon District, for your eco-friendly endeavor. May flourishing woodlands and vibrant verdancy return your lovely area to its pristine and glorious state.
In humanitarian news, an Israeli non-profit inaugurates eye camps in Ethiopia. A team of 20 eye care specialists from the Khan Foundation performed over 300 free surgeries and eye checkups in Jinka, South Omar zone of South Ethiopia People's State. Medical assistance was also given to protect and maintain good eyesight. The foundation's mission is supported by Israeli International Development Cooperation Agency. It has been working towards promoting friendly and humanitarian relations between Israel and Ethiopia through a number of endeavors. Our sincere appreciation, Khan Foundation and Israeli International Development Cooperation Agency, on your laudable care for the pure-hearted Ethiopian people. May many individuals be benefited, and the closeness between your nations continue to grow with heaven's blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, chimpanzees laugh together to strengthen social connections. We'll take a God contemplative walk and be right back. Stay tuned for more alleviating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, kind news for a caring world. In animal news, chimpanzees form closer relations through shared laughter. Dr. Marina Davila Ross and her research team from the University of Portsmouth in England, United Kingdom, analyzed almost 500 videotaped play sessions of 59 chimpanzees living in four groups in the Chimpunzi Wildlife Orphanage of Zambia. They found that these friendly chimps would join the laughter of their playmates even though they may not think the situation to be that funny. Such responsive laughter was shorter than spontaneous laughter. It occurred more often in newer groups rather than those that had been established for a longer period of time. They suggested its important role in promoting social interaction. It was also thought to be similar to conversational laughter of humans. Our thankfulness, Dr. Davila Ross and colleagues, for highlighting the amicable nature of beautiful chimpanzees. May these gracious co-inhabitants be protected to live in joy and laughter for eons to come.
Let's enjoy some humor with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Shell Time. It is told in Bunan, an indigenous language of Formosa or Taiwan.
Ni aipa masihali danung tu paduka tang mo atu mavia aipa tu ni madimai danung tu paduk tina istatu ni kasamun istat danung ma tu paduka tang mo atu kan siapin makana tamapila masangi cupi maka cupi a masamu amini danung tu paduka tina istat Ukai sima bat.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on sacred dervish dance of the Sufis, which was broadcast on a journey through aesthetic realms. This show can be also accessed in our online archives.
Es bonito tantos conocimientos. Jiva de Perú.
There are so many beautiful and creative ways to acknowledge the creator, such as dancing. Quinn from the United Kingdom.
Thank you for sharing this amazing show. Does anyone know where that school is located? Nanas from USA.
Warm-hearted Jiba, Quinn and Nanas, thank you for your gracious comments. The Dervish Retreat Center is located in Spencer, New York, USA. It truly seems to be a place of tranquility where one can deeply explore the ancient spiritual path of the whirling dervishes. May all beings be infinitely blessed by the divine. Our best wishes and love to you and the kind people of Peru, United Kingdom and the United States.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Root War Things.
May your heart and soul be graced by heavenly benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Morocco launches a €45 million research fund to encourage partnerships between businesses and inventors, with the cities of Fez, Marrakech, Rabat and Casablanca designated as innovation centres to serve as science and technology hubs.
In an expansion of their country's existing ties, visiting Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff and Chinese President Hu Jintao oversee the signing of cooperative agreements in the areas of science, technology, energy, education and aviation.
Jordan's King Abdullah and Queen Rania host a banquet in honour of visiting Spanish Crown Prince Felipe and his wife, Princess Leticia, who have come to discuss issues of common interest and ways to enhance relations between the two countries.
Bollywood star Shahid Kapoor of India, who was voted Bollywood's sexiest vegetarian by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, is encouraging others to build a healthful lifestyle through public service announcements with PETA.
With the help of the US National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, Kepler Space Telescope, British astronomers capture the unique sound that is emitted by each individual star, which also yields a very accurate picture of their size, brightness and structure.
The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, or PACE, honours the Russia-based Committee Against Torture with the 2011 Human Rights Prize and a €10,000 cash award for the organisation's work in supporting people whose human rights have been violated and bringing those responsible to justice.
Canadian engineer Raymond Lee designs water-powered machine Jetlev Flyer, which allows people to experience flying in the air 10 metres above water at a speed of up to 35 kilometres per hour. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavours and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.